thinking of you while out for a ramble down by a cold frosty stream. Sat down on a bed of hemlocks and primroses.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 127. I'm your host, Sid Satter. We started things off this week with a track by Bonnie Billy and Picket Line. Yes, he's changed his name again. That track is called Hemlocks and Primroses. It's a Ralph Stanley song. You can find that on the new album, Funtown Come Down. It's a live album released on Drag City Records back in December of 2009. It is very nice. It has a lot of different arrangements than you heard on the albums, and features Cheyenne Mize on that track in particular, who you probably saw on the tour or heard on the last album. And it covers everything from his first releases up until the last. So a good sampling there, very intimate. I recommend it. I've got quite a bit of good music for you today. Let's go ahead and jump into the next track. This is a band from Seattle called Mighty Tiger.
Cause we're going down fast and there's no easy way.
Hopefully the band won't mind if we talk here while they finish things up. That is The Antlers with the song 2. It's on the band's album Hospice, released on French Kiss Records August of last year. Band out of Brooklyn, and a pretty good album. Before that was Mighty Tiger from Seattle. That song is called 33 and a Third. It's on the band's album Western Theater that comes out March of this year on Paper Garden. And I really like that band a lot. They've got a lot of really good things going for them. so I'm hoping they'll tour through soon and I can catch them. I want to remind you how the podcast works. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and if it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever, we'll get through it together. Hopefully you make good choices and I have good music for you. Speaking of which, I have a track here from a band called The Come Hithers. You can find this track on the Louisville's for Lovers Volume 9 series, Lies and Loss.
Thank you.
About wraps it up for us this week. That was The American Dollar with the song Clones off their album Atlas. That's a self-release from that Queens band there. Just came out sometime this month, just barely on this side of 2010, I hear. Before that was Champagne's Headlights with the song Love Song for Buddy off their critically acclaimed album Wildlife on Polyvinyl Records. And we started the set off with something from Louisville's For Lovers Volume 9. That's the Lies and Loss edition. The song there I played was You're Just One by the band The Come Hithers. That is last year's version. I think there is a 2010 number 10 coming out real soon. And it's full of great bands from a great music scene. I see I'm out of time here, so let me get the business out of the way. I'll let you know you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 127. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. We're going to wrap things up this week with a track that's a little different than what I usually play, but it follows the rules of the podcast. If I get it, we hear it. And earlier this week, I was in a mood for Van Morrison and realized I didn't have a track that I wanted, so I quickly snagged a Best of Van Morrison. And I've just been amazed at how well some of these tracks have held up, especially the tracks from Them, his band before striking out solo. So from, I believe, 1964, I'm going to play Here Comes the Night, which is just a wonderful blending of R&B with soul and rock and roll. And, well, we all know what's good about Van Morrison, and we probably all know the song, but it's a great one. So let's finish up here. Thank you very much for listening. We'll catch you next week.
Simply let them be. Exactly like she told me to. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, here it comes.